I don't care if they don't know who Mr. C now, Notorious in Lyrical Expression is. Jesus Christ, that's who the blessing is. That's who you need to know. That's where you need to grow. And in this crazy world, that's what we need for show. So listen to the message and be blessed through the rap flow. Yeah. We gon' kill a devil in here tonight. Yeah. Through the way, truth, and the light. The true journalism. Yeah. And this is for all the ones who tried to rewrite everybody's story to fit their headline instead of the reality of the people that lived it. So curse the critics, crazy reporters interpreting talent incorrectly, creating stories. So curse the critics, desperate for headlines with no concern who they hurt from when they make the stories. So curse the critics, whoever talk bad about me and my music, and really why would I care? So curse the critics, cause before Freddie Gray, people got murdered every day and you never were there. So curse the critics. Listen, why would I care about them dissing my rap flow, calling me old and outdated when they hearing me? When they don't understand the reason I rap for, which is for spiritual expression, lyrically led to be the voice of the people that's voiceless, that broaden their perspectives, giving them choices to individually choose, to individually use, to empower through their pain that the enemy used to emotionally manipulate them, to leave them confused. The same trick the enemy used to intricately insert their interpretation to birth a nation, to brainwash babies breastfed from certain stations, broadcasting Satan media consolidation. 15-minute news clips, journal intoxication, where the priority of publications no longer truth is who's first to break the story loose. So curse the critics, crazy reporters interpreting talent incorrectly, creating stories. So curse the critics, desperate for headlines with no concern who they hurt from when they make the stories. So curse the critics, whoever talk bad about me and my music, and really why would I care? So curse the critics, cause before Freddie Gray, people got murdered every day and you never were there. So curse the critics. Yeah, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus for reasons when they deceive and proving that they are even so hypocritical, journalistically subliminal, obsessed with headlines of game work, political, putting people in positions to catch 22s instead of the whole truth. What you catch on the news is cut segments of statements taken from a pre-tapement and edited in a Reddit for controversial debate and distractions through dialogue to get them a higher job, editorial exploitation. The journalists died to rob the people suffering pain from lovers who died in vain, videotaping tears, manipulating the frames. Really, it's kind of strange. Why would you make a change to someone's testimony to embellish the thing? That's the devilish thing, demonic, and it's ironic you released it before the family got it to watch. So curse the critics, crazy reporters interpreting talent incorrectly, creating stories. So curse the critics, desperate for headlines with no concern who they hurt from when they make the stories. So curse the critics, whoever talk bad about me and my music, and really why would I care? So curse the critics, cause before Freddie Gray, people got murdered every day and you never were there. So curse the critics.
Standing outside the Baltimore City Jail, Governor Larry Hogan ticked off its sordid history to say it's time to end what he called an embarrassment to the state. Swipe at his predecessor, Martin O'Malley, in characterizing the jail as a national embarrassment that was allowed to go on for too long.
I have instructed Secretary Moyer to immediately shut down the Baltimore City Men's Detention Center. Frankly, the Baltimore City Detention Center is a disgrace, and its conditions are horrendous. The fact is that this is a pretrial facility where individuals being held here have not yet been convicted of a crime. But still, they are forced to live in substandard, frankly, appalling circumstances.
And it comes 2 years after scandal rocked the facility with a federal corruption case that included gang leaders claiming to run the jail and fathering children with female corrections officers. Hogan slammed former Governor Martin O'Malley's response to the scandal when O'Malley called it a positive achievement in the fight against gangs.
It was just phony political spin on a prison culture created by an utter failure in leadership.